Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so let's decode this jobs report. I'm going to go back and give you a little more detail about how they lie. And what we're learning now, what investors the world over are learning, those who don't care if Kamala or Trump wins, they're just investors. They might be in Indonesia, Asia, somewhere. What they're learning is that financial statistics from the United States of America are fake. You cannot use them to make investment decisions. That is a disaster. I cannot tell you the level of a disaster that is. I want to go back to an incredible article, one that blew my mind at the time. Screamed bloody murder about it ever since December 22, 2022. So the midterm elections, which Democrats very much wanted to win, they needed to stem their losses from their 9% inflation that they caused. That was the year we had the midterms, right? The midterms were in 2022. They were in November. So they needed a bigger, better lie. And boy, did they tell one. Headline, New York Post, again, December 22, 2022. Biden administration overstated Q2 job growth by 1 million. Q2, what's Q2? 3 months. Wait a minute. 1 million? That's 333,000 jobs a month. Uh-huh. Wow, that is a whopper of a lie. Well, how many jobs were actually created then in that 3 months? Oh, is it jobs apocalypse? The Philadelphia Fed, this is the New York Post again report, found that just 10,500 net new jobs were created. Now, like a month? No, that would be a disaster. Yes, no, total. That's like 3,000 something jobs a month. Yeah. Wow. That's a jobs apocalypse. Yes, it is. So what do you do if you have a jobs apocalypse and you're a Democrat? Oh, you just lie. You just lie. Just add in a million jobs and tell them after the election. They did. There was almost no fallout from it, surprisingly. There wasn't. We really didn't hold them responsible. So with this election running around, you know, rolling around, they needed a bigger, better lie. So they faked 818,000 jobs, we just learned. Same week as the DNC. That was the scandal about 2 weeks ago. So that's roughly 30% of the jobs that year were fake. Actually, kind of better than they were doing before the midterms. So to if you're an investor, to decode this jobs report, what do you do? Well, you have to assume at least 30% of the jobs are a lie. They're fake. They were chucked in there to make Kamala Harris look better, right? Just for long enough to get Her Highness elected so they could continue destroying jobs, making people government dependent. So what do you do? So I did the adjustment for you. They're seeing that we created 142,000 jobs. So if we're going to assume that at least 30% of them are fake, I mean, it could be as high as 90. It was 90%. It was 90% fake jobs in 2022. So, I mean, it could be worse. But best case scenario, then at least 30% of the jobs are fake, which would mean we create about 99,500 or so. There you go. I fixed it. Does that mean that the unemployment rate ticked down? Who knows? That's America, a banana republic. Folks, do you ever wonder why? I mean, we have so many energy-rich countries in the world. Places with vast wealth, but they don't get much investment, these third world countries. Why? Because investors cannot trust the financial data that comes out from these governments because they're corrupt. Well, how are we any different? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you invest here. I don't know now. I mean, and I think increasingly investors won't. All of these numbers are primed to elect the Democrat or protect them from the damage their policies create. So anyway, headline, New York Post, U.S. labor market added just 142,000 jobs in August, weaker than expected. Now, why not just say 349,000? That's a good number, right? Just chunk that out there. Just lie, right? I mean, they have faked that many jobs in a month before. In the last 2 years, they faked that many jobs in a month. Why not do that? Because there's a new narrative now. There's a new narrative now. They need slightly weak job numbers, right? Fake as they are, they need slightly weak job numbers to justify a Federal Reserve rate cut. Why do they need a Federal Reserve rate cut? Well, remember all of those polls where the number one concern of Gen Z was that they had discovered that even if they were middle class, they are the first generation of middle class Americans who cannot afford to buy a house. And that's a combo of inflation and mortgage interest rates, right? Why were the interest rates high? Well, we kind of had 9% inflation because Joe and Kamala printed so much dang money. Yeah. So we needed high interest rates to keep the 9% inflation from running out of control and bring it down, right? But they got a problem. These Gen Zers are starting to get despondent. The number one issue with them is they can't afford a home. It was supposed to be abortion. But it's that they can't afford a home. Remember that poll? And Democrats know this, okay? So what they need is to build a bigger, better lie built on a raft of economic lies. So here's what they're doing. They're putting out a truer number for the job creation. It's crap. So that the Federal Reserve will be justified in lowering the interest rate. Then Kamala and Joe and whoever else can go out there and say, see, look, the mortgage rates are coming down. One day you'll be able to afford a home. We fixed inflation. We beat it. No, they didn't. We would have 9% inflation right now if it weren't for the high interest rates. They haven't beaten anything. In fact, they're printing more than they were. Remember, because we locked in the top line COVID spending level for God knows what reason. I mean, we were spending at that level because we were sending out checks. I don't even know where the money's going now. God knows, down some rat hole. Anyway, so what is going on with this? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. Okay. They're going to lower the interest rates by about half a point. Now, when did I start telling you this would happen in September? Told you last year. A year ago. They're going to lower the interest rates in September. How did I know that? Go back, check the record. I said it over and over again. They are going to lower the interest rates in September. How did I know? They couldn't lower them before September because inflation would spike again. They'd have to wait till right up against the election to lower interest rates because they know they haven't defeated inflation. it's going to spike again. But they also know that you won't really see it at the grocery store, at the clothing store, until after the election. And then shock will ensue, and everyone will play the part of a shocked reporter who has no idea why this inflation is back. It's a game. It's a big, fat game. If Donald Trump wins, they will tell you that the inflation is a reaction to his win, and he somehow is at fault for it. No, it'll be because they lowered interest rates in a bid to fool Generation Z into thinking they'd ever be able to afford a home. So the choice is simple. When you continue to print money at the rate that they have, and it's a shocking rate, I mean, and borrow it too, because I mean, we add $1 trillion now every 90 days to the national debt. Staggering. Staggering. When you continue to print the way they have, one of two things has to happen. You're going to sit at that massive 9% inflation number and people can't afford food, or you decimate your real estate industry with high interest rates. And the middle class is never going to afford a home, is never going to be able to afford a home. You know, I mean, they may, once you get to your 40s and 50s, if you've saved over $100,000 somehow, then you can buy a home. Otherwise, forget it. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Back when Joe Biden took office, if you made $48,000 a year, you could qualify to buy the average middle class home. How much do you need today to make? $110,000, according to Zillow. Wait, it was $48,000 when Joe Biden took office? Yes. So you see why Gen Zers are despondent over this. It's their number one concern. So what they're doing right now is lowering interest rates so they can come out and say, see, we defeated inflation. We're lowering the interest rates. You'll be able to buy a home. Just vote for Kamala. She's going to print the $25,000 a family needed for your down payment so you can have a home. But what they're not telling you is you're not going to be able to afford your groceries. Yeah, that cupboard is going to be empty. Why? Because inflation is going to spike. How do we end this? We got to stop printing. We cannot print like this anymore. And by the way, I mean, that message has to be driven home to Mike Johnson too, the Republican speaker. And that is why our financial statistics are such a massive web of lies, because of that problem I just described to you. And that's why they're being honest about the jobs so as to justify the rate cut by the Fed. But inside the biggest investment houses in this country and the world over, they know it's all fake. They know it's all fake. That's going to begin to seriously hurt investment in America unless Donald Trump wins.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.